And even though presence may be arising in you, and in all of you it is, you may still find yourself being taken over by that thing when it wakes up from its dormant stage. Might be dormant for a week or two or three or four. And then at some point it wants to experience more pain. It wakes up. And then it tries to find out what's going on in your life right now. It looks for an opening where it can go into your mind. And so that could be a slight upset with something while you're driving. Traffic, a driver cuts across, and there's a slight, oh. And at that moment, the pain body uses that as an opening and flows into that little upset. And then before you know it, the little upset has developed into a stream of negative thinking about the world and in general and yourself and other people and the stupidity of them all. And before you know it, the little thing has grown into a huge field of heavy negative energy. Oh, that's the pain body. It was waiting for it. And of course, pain bodies help each other. So the driver who cut across you was probably possessed by his pain body. I'm going to show him. The phenomenon that's called road rage, where two drivers stop their cars and start attacking each other physically, means when two active pain bodies happen to meet on the road, that can happen. Not only two active pain bodies, but two active pain bodies in two humans in whom not the slightest trace of presence has yet arisen. They are totally identified with that. And they can't help it. They're driven to it. So the pain body becomes part of the self. It amplifies the already heavy and dysfunctional self even without the influx of the heavy past emotion that is in the pain body. So even at the best of times, there's a heaviness, there's that sense of self, of me. But that becomes amplified through the old emotion of the pain body. It uses the structures, the mind structures of the egoic self and flows into them, and then they become, it's like putting higher voltage into the heaviness of the ego and the dysfunction of it. You just plug it into. And so the other have all the egoic structures plus an enormous amount of emotion, raw, needing desperately to experience some more drama or pain, wanting more pain. One way of looking at that is in human beings, the addiction to emotional pain. That's the pain body. And if you ever discover that in yourself, that at that moment you're loving it, indulging in negative thinking, for example, which is one way in which the pain body renews itself, feeding on your thinking, your thought. Every thought feeds it. And the emotion fuels the negative thinking. The thinking feeds the emotion. The emotion fuels the thinking. The thinking feeds the emotion. Vicious circle. Can go on, and it's great. Then at that moment, you don't want to get out of your pain. So if the pain body may be feeding on your thinking, may be feeding on other people's reactions. And at that moment, you don't want anything else. You want that because you are the pain body at that moment. There's an addiction to emotional pain. So if you get drawn into a stream of negative thinking about life, about other people, about yourself, about whatever it may be, or one person, which could be yourself or your partner or your father or some politician. Not mentioning any names. And whenever the image of that person comes into your head, there's an enormous influx of pain. But again, we could easily misinterpret the pain body as being personal and as unconsciousness being a personal shortcoming of someone. But all that, if it's a politician or your partner or whatever, but all that is there is the expression of human unconsciousness and the pain body. Wonderfully expressed in the words of Jesus, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Or in the modern translation that hasn't been published yet, "They are completely unconscious." And when that is the case, they create suffering. And when you react as if there were a person there who knows what he is doing, you also become unconscious. The reaction can make you unconscious. The reaction can take you over. And then your own pain body suddenly is there. And the pain body contributes to the fact that many people believe there's something wrong with them. And there isn't. It's the human pain body.